Oh, good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. He's done marvelous. He's done marvelous things. Since when we last got together, I told you I anticipated God doing something great in the worship experience at East Zion Fair on last Sunday. And listen to me, when you anticipate, when you expect God to do something, it happens. What a joy, what a privilege, what a shout, what a rejoicing. People have sent me text messages and emails. The Lord really blessed us on Sunday. Why do I bring that to you? If you don't expect nothing from God, you'll get nothing from God. God doesn't bless us because we deserve it. We know we don't deserve it. It's His grace and His mercy. So we sit anticipating a miracle, anticipating a healing, anticipating deliverance. We must anticipate the Lord doing great and marvelous things in our lives. And saints, if you're listening to me this morning, wherever you are and whatever is happening in your life, you have to make up your mind. I expect God to get me through this. I expect God to turn this in my favor. Now listen to me. Sometimes things go worse as we see it than they should, than they go better, because our flesh has its way of handling us. But the Lord knows what He's after. And one of the things we talked about in the message on Sunday is the fact that God is more concerned about your character than He is about your comfort. Did you hear what I just said? He's more concerned about your character than your comfort. So if you are uncomfortable this morning, you need to start asking the Lord, what is it that I need to learn that I may look more like You, that I may talk more like You, that I may be more like You? Because the Lord has something great in store for you. This is not your end. This is your beginning. This is not your end. It's your beginning. It's time for you to wake up and recognize God has more for you. Don't think, oh, I've been this way for years and years and years, and I'm this age, and my time is up. He didn't call Abraham into what He had for Abraham's life until he was 75. He did not produce what Abraham was to produce until Abraham was 100. So what am I saying to you? God specializes in geriatric grace. I brought that out on Sunday. That was a powerful moment. God specializes in geriatric grace. So don't let, because something has plagued you, because something has been on you and you've been asking God, and you think you're running out of time. Nope. You're not running out of time, because you serve the God who created time. You serve the God who can create time. He will never give you a task without giving you the time to fulfill it. I beg you this morning to rise in victory. I beg you this morning to stand firm in who God is and what God can and will do. He's a good God. He's a kind God. He's a merciful God. Wake up, my sister. Many of you were telling me how the enemy has been putting you to sleep during this time of prayer and meditation, because you're reflecting upon what we're talking about and you're seeing God. But listen to me. That's a trick of the enemy. He does not want you to receive power. These words are not motivational words. These are words of power. Power and deliverance. And God has something bigger, better, and a next for your life. And Satan can't stand it. So he uses every trick, like sleep. You got on the call. Get up out of the bed. Why are you staying in the bed? That's why you can easily go back to sleep. Get up and let God know, I'm anticipating something new. I'm anticipating something fresh. I'm anticipating You doing something, which means I got to do something. I never will forget when I first started going to the gym. I would tell the trainer, look at me, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm able to do so much. And he says, you ain't putting no tension on anything you're doing. Everything is something you can do. If you want something from God, become a little uncomfortable. Get out of that bed when we have our time of prayer and meditation. Don't lay there, because that's how the enemy can put you to sleep. He knows all the tricks. You think you're smarter than he is, but you're not. So you need the help of God. Get up and let God arise, that you may hear the word of God, because there's a word for you this morning. There's a word of healing. The Lord gave this to me a couple of days ago. I watch some people. They are angry. They are mad. They are frustrated. And they're trying to shake it, but can't shake it. Listen to me. Yesterday, my daughter and I went out to a mall, and I wanted to spend some daddy-daughter time with her. And while we were driving, she said, "Dad, how come some people are just mean and don't even know they're mean?" I said, "What do you mean? What do you mean they don't know they're mean?" He said, "I don't believe they really want to be mean, but they're just mean." And I said, "Baby, that's the way some people are before deliverance." She said, "Really?" I said, "That's the way some people are before deliverance. When people are not delivered, they don't know how to be nice. They don't know how to be kind. They don't know how to get through what they're going through. But delivered people know how to walk in deliverance." And today, as I spoke to my child, I want to speak to you. You're going to have to release some stuff in order for you to move to the next level. Whether it be your ex-husband, whether it be your ex-wife, whether it be a person you consider to be your enemy, you're going to have to release. You're going to have to stop looking at everybody else's life and giving them advice, and you don't take your own advice. God has more. And because God has more, it's personal. It's personal. And he wants to bless you. He wants you to be an illustration of his grace and his mercy. You wonder why so many people getting blessed and you still stuck in a private failure? It's because you are holding stuff and not releasing stuff. The word of God to you this morning is hold to him and let the other stuff go. Because the other stuff is a trick of the enemy. The other stuff is blocking what God has for your life. And this morning, I don't want you to fall asleep on me. I want you to hear that God has more for you. There is a next in your life, and the next is promising to be stronger, wiser, and better. Don't allow where you currently are to cause you to be stuck. The word of God, Paul speaks in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. That's the text we're going to use today for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Listen to the word of the Lord. Make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. What a powerful statement from Paul. Paul wanted the saints in Colossians to understand. You want God to do something for you that you're not willing to do for others. It's one thing to move out of people's lives because they're very toxic, but you got to learn how to release them too. And I've learned that secret, because I used to think you had to be in people's lives in order for you to prove that you have released them. But the Lord has given me that spirit of release. And I beg you, my sister, I beg you, my brother, to hear the words of Paul as he spoke to the church at Colossae. He's saying, make allowances for each other's faults. People will hurt you. Do you hear me this morning? People will hurt you. People will lie on you. But let me stop there and put some more weight on it. People you love will hurt you. People who you helped will hurt you. People who you never thought would cross you will do it. Why? Because they are wired to hurt. We're born in sin, but shapen in iniquity. Stop being shocked when you discover what people have done. The only person in this world the only entity in this world that is without sin, that will never hurt you, that will never harm you, is Jesus Christ. We put a lot of confidence in our pastors, their people. We put a lot of confidence in our family, they're fallible. But I beg you to put your hope in the Lord. You are behind the times because you're still hurting over something that you should have been healed over. Things come in our lives for a reason, and it comes in there for a season. Don't get stuck in one season of your life. Your life should never be judged. Your life should never be read. Your life should never be weighed on an episode. But your life should be weighed on a sequence of events. You go through what you go through because God will arise in every circumstance that life brings you. In Colossians 3 and 13, I'm going to read it for you again. It says, make allowances for each other's faults and forgive one another and anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. The word of God to you today is simple. A release is required. A release is required. You can't hold on to it. You got to release them. You got to release it. You ain't got to go around them. You ain't got to be buddy-buddy. You ain't got to charm up to them. And you ain't got to worry about other people's comments. What you got to do is you got to release them. If you know something, let me show you something. There was a bird and there was a snake. The bird saw the snake suffering because the snake had been run over by a car. And the bird had mercy. And when the mercy of the bird saw the snake dying, the bird said to the snake, I want to help you, but you're going to bite me because you're going to bite me. And the snake says, I'm dying. If you help me, I promise you, I won't bite you. And then all of a sudden, the bird took the word of the snake. And he every day brought the snake something to eat. Every day nourished the snake back to life. When the bird was given the last day, and the snake was very strong, the snake says to the bird, thank you for helping me. Thank you for saving my life. Thank you for coming at the right moment. The bird said, you're welcome. It's my nature to bless. As the bird was flying off, before the bird can get good in the air, the snake reached up and bit him. The bird is dying. And the bird says to the snake, why did you bite me? You promised that you wouldn't do it. And can I tell you what the snake said? The snake said, you knew I was a snake. Can I tell you something? Some of the people who have hurt you, God just wanted to show you that they were snakes. God just wanted to show you their nature so you would be able to move on. See, there's not a friend like Jesus. You put too many people in the place of Jesus. You put your pastor in the place of Jesus. You put your friends in the place of Jesus. You put your family in the place of Jesus. And Jesus said, that's not your role. Your role is to trust me. And when you have an experience in life, know this, that I'm the final judge and that I will get the final word. Let people do what they want to do. But you are called to walk. You are ordained to walk and do what you're supposed to do. And you're supposed to forgive and release. Forgive and release. Pastor, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they did to Jesus. As a matter of fact, you know what you did to Jesus. And if he can forgive you, then you can forgive somebody else. Your growth, your maturity is rooted in you releasing people who have harmed you. And the purpose for me telling you the story of the snake and the bird is that you don't have to hang around them, because if you understand that they are snakes, know their nature. But you got to learn how to release them, pray for them, because the bird could have prayed for the healing of the snake. And the God that the bird serves, the God that the bird whistles to, the God that the bird worships, that God could have healed that snake. But that bird wanted to be in the snake's life, wanted to be in the snake's perimeter. And the bird got bit again. And now the bird is dying. You cannot afford where God has taken you to allow the snakes of life to bite the life out of you. This word to you today may seem a little different, but God is saying, wake up. Stop the talking. Stop hanging around poisonous people who is messing up your spirit, hijacking your happiness, and let God arise in your life. This word to you is different from the word of Sunday. And that's the way the Lord handles me. To remind the saints, you going through what you're going through, it's for something. It is for something. It's for your growth and maturity. You have to let God arise in your life. Paul said, need be that afflictions come. These things have made me stronger. You have to understand that the afflictions that have come, they've made you stronger. They've made you wiser. They've made you better. Don't get stuck. Release. Because a release is required. A release is required, brother. A release is required, sister. You cannot move forward if you're holding on to what somebody have done to you. And how do I know? And how would you know if you release something or you still holding it? Because you're still talking about it. You're still remembering it. You're still living through it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go and walk in your deliverance. Your anger is being seen by the world. When the Lord wants to show you his loving kindness and his tender mercies, you holding on to what they said. You holding on to what they did. You're holding on to how you felt and how you are never going to let nothing like that happen again. No, no, no. You're not in charge. Let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. It's a part of human nature to expect to be treated fairly. I understand that. And to get, it's also the human nature to get even on something or someone who has offended us. But offenses come with a purpose. Nothing can hit you. This is in the sermon on Sunday too. Nothing can hit you that God does not permit. God permitted them to talk about you like a dog, and you find out so you would know. Release them and keep moving. Wow, that's powerful. If you could just take this word today, if you could take this word today, it'll bless your socks off. It'll cause you to love people that you don't even like. Because listen, this walk is not about people. This walk is about you and the Lord. This is about you making it to heaven. It's about your life being on the line. And the enemy will send people in your life for you to love up on, and then they hurt you, and then they set you back, and then now you start to struggle trying to make heaven your home, and you looking evil like the people my daughter was talking about in the car yesterday. No, no, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Yes, the trial came. Yes, the tribulation hit. Yes, I was a little disappointed, but look at what God has done. You're still here. You're still strong. You're still active. You still have your right mind. Look at God. Won't he do it? Look at God. Look at how he's blessed you. This is why the enemy wants you to go to sleep when you come on the 5 a.m. prayer call. He wants you to go to sleep because he don't want you to hear this. This is a hard thing you think, but it's not hard because you don't have to dial their seven numbers. You can just let them be who they are, and you can pray for them. Lord, fix them. Lord, turn them. Lord, make them better. Make them whole. But God, first, help me. Help me. And how does he help you? By you releasing them. Listen to me, and this is very powerful. Your healing, your deliverance, your breakthrough is behind your offense. That word I wanted to give to somebody. You will never get to your healing. You'll never get to your deliverance. You'll never get to the things you've been praying for until you release the thing or person who you have not released by forgiving. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go and let God arise in your life. That word is powerful. Yes, the devil is causing you to go to sleep right now because he don't want you to hear that. 20 years ago, that happened. 10 years ago that happened, 50 years ago that happened, and you're still holding on to it, it's time to let it go. It's time to release it. This word is a word of forgiveness today. We want God to forgive us. God is saying, I am not. God is saying, I am not. Yes, the word of God says he is just and willing to forgive us of all of our sins. But in this text where Paul is talking to the Colossians, he's making it very clear. If you will not forgive others, God will not forgive you. You must learn to forgive other people. That's the only way you will have success. That's the only way you will have victory. That's the only way you will have peace. You have to forgive. Forgive my sister. Forgive my brother. And listen, it doesn't mean you have to open up a relationship. The snake story should stay in your spirit. You do not have to open up a relationship. Move on. As a matter of fact, that's my advice. Move on. Because the nature of a thing, if it is not changed, it's going to hurt you again. It's going to hurt you, and then it's going to set you back again. God says, even for family members, I know how big we are on family members. Oh, this is my cousin. This is my brother. This is my sister. This is my mother, my father. Listen to me. I didn't tell you to break up your family. What I'm telling you is to release people. Release them and see and be praying for their salvation. Be praying for their spirit. Be praying, but you don't have to do it all up in their face, because a snake will bite you until the nature of a snake is changed. Did y'all hear me this morning? Did you hear the word of God this morning? So the question is very simple. Why? Why is it okay to release? Why is it required to release? Here's number one, to be forgiven. It's right in the text. He ain't going to forgive you if you don't forgive others. That you gotta. The number one reason for the release is so you can be forgiven. It's personal. So a relationship can be maintained with the Lord and you. Forgive them. Forgive them so you can be forgiven. Here's number two, so you can be freed. You holding on to stuff, the people who offended you, they done moved on. They're doing something else. Matter of fact, they're offending somebody else. And you, the reason why they can't stop offending people is because you're still holding on to the hurt they did to you. And God can't fix them because you're the one trying to fix them. You're the one trying to make it right. Let God arise. Let God be in charge. Release them today. I beg you. Release them today so you can be forgiven. So you can be freed. Free to live for God and with God. And lastly, so you can be fulfilled. You will not be content in nothing you get. You will not be content in nothing you do. As long as you're holding on to the hurt of yesterday, the hurt of today, it's gone. It happened. Yes, it hurt. Move on. Release. Pray for them. And you don't have to worry about people's opinion. Well, if she really forgave you, she could still come around. She could still be nice to you. The devil is a liar. I know the nature of a snake. That's what you got to say. And the nature of a snake is it's going to bite me again, and I'm going to hurt again because I didn't learn the lesson that God wanted me to learn. And the lesson that God wanted you to learn was it's a snake. And until that nature is changed, it's going to continue to harm you. I don't care how much you try, it's going to continue to harm you. It's just like a person who's stuck on drugs real strong. Until their taste buds for drugs is changed, they're going to stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And they're going to continue to do that until their nature, until their taste buds has changed. And that's why a deliverance is needed for them. But mainly, you need to be delivered from them. The word of God today is a little different. But I'm going to encourage you. You won't be so hurt. You won't have so much problems if you learn to release. Release them. Let them go. Release them. Let them go. Let it go. Let it go. Most of the time, it's a them or a person. Release. God has something bigger. God has something stronger. God has something wiser. God has something better for you. Don't you allow them to sap you out of your life because of what they did. They did it to you. Now you holding on to it. You showing them how mean you can be. No. Show them the love of God. Release them. Release them and pray for them. Release them and pray. That's the best pastoral advice I can give you. Release it and pray for it, because you have too many places to go, too many things to do, and God wants to use you in a mighty way. If you would look at the service of Sunday, I looked around that church and it was on fire. People are calling, sharing. The word of God blessed their lives, because God has more for us. We must receive it. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for the word of God today. Thank you for giving us instruction today. You have encouraged our spirits. You have lifted us this morning. You have given us a word of instruction. And the word of instruction is to release. It's required. And God, as you require for us to release, we want to thank you. Because in the release come our healing. In the release come our deliverance. In the release come our blessings. Behind the offense, the blessings of God is waiting. So, Father, we want to thank you because you've been kind and you've been patient with us when we've been trying to get it together. But you've sent us a word today, and we're going to operate out of it. Bless us today, God. Heal us today, God. Deliver us today, God, and make us stronger. This morning, we lift up Deaconess Claudia Jones. Continue to strengthen her on every side and build her up. We thank you, God, for all that you have done and is doing. Be with us, God, and stand by us. We pray for Brother Kenyon Hunt. Continue to strengthen him. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. Continue to make her miracles. Give her miracle after miracle. And we thank you. Bless Ashley and Michelle today. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley. And Father, for the people who have brought prayer lists to this call. I pray, God, while I don't know their names, you know them. You know their situations. Bless them today. Heal them today. Deliver them today and set them free. Father, bless the people who are hearing me today. Those who are hearing the word clearly. There's some release that's needed. We can't hold grudges. We can't hold people hostage in our hearts. You have so much you want to do in our lives. And this morning, God, we pray for every person that they can release these folks, that they can release these things, that they may run on to see what the end will be. And God, help us to understand every relationship was not a lifelong relationship, but some relationships were just for that season. And God, let us be able to see you and all that happens. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. We magnify you, God. And we give you all the glory. Bless your people and heal them. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Everybody had a blessed day.